15-point favorites, Patriots are.
Yep.
One of the highest spreads in playoff history. Not the highest, but one of. Nobody expects anything from this Texans team. A Texans team that lost to New England with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback.
That they did.
Earlier this year.
Yeah, they got shut out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pitiful.
The Texans defense, to be fair, is much better now than it was then. Much better. Jadeveon Clowney has come into his own,
yep.
Obviously. Houston Texans offense, unfortunately, hasn't changed at all.
Nope.
And New England, well-rested, although some question marks here. You heard it in the update. You'll hear it again in about 5 minutes. Malcolm Mitchell, a legit question mark, and it's possible Michael Floyd even passed him on the depth chart. LeGarrette Blount did not practice for the last 2 days. That's a question mark here.
Yes.
So the Patriots do have some concerns here.
Next man up, Greg.
Oh, don't give me that. Do your job.
I'm telling you, it's next man up.
You can say that in any team, in any sport, in any country.
And when you say it with the New England Patriots, you mean it. You talk about Jacoby Brissett beating this team earlier.
Mm-hmm. Well, think about the two guys who would be next man up right now. If Malcolm Mitchell doesn't play, you put Michael Floyd in there. I don't really think that's a downgrade. It might even actually be an upgrade. If LeGarrette Blount can't play, Deion Lewis goes back to being that guy. And I mean, if you remember the beginning of last season before he got hurt, Deion Lewis as the lead back, running the ball and catching passes out of the backfield, he was a guy that was putting up some monster numbers. He was a top fantasy option.
I think that I don't want to say is there no chance that the Texans can win the game, because any given Sunday or Saturday or and all that jazz, right? Like Bill O'Brien, former offensive coordinator. This is all like
this would be the biggest upset
in playoff history.
In playoff history.
More than the Jets and the Colts. Because you weren't alive for that, so you wouldn't know.
Yeah. In
modern
in,
playoff history.
And yeah.
More than the Patriots and the Rams?
In the internet era.
More than the Patriots and the Rams.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too.
This would be a tremendous upset if the Texans was to go into Gillette Stadium and beat the Patriots.
God, I hope they do it. But realistically, I mean,
you
I
look just, at the characters involved. Brock Osweiler and these guys, yeah.
You know, Brock Osweiler's no Eli Manning.
I saw a great meme.
It's was like Eli Manning, isn't it?
Nah, it was like the Patriots the reports that the Patriots are actually not going to cheat to win this week.
That's funny.
They do not have to cheat this week. They can handle this team on. Do you think this gets to a situation where we see Tom Brady sitting in the fourth quarter?
No. He played week 17.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Game. Yeah. He's not sitting in the fourth quarter.
No, I don't think so either. I don't care how bad it gets.
Do they hammer them or do they just beat them?
No, they hammer them.
You think they hammer them?
That's their way.
That's their way.
That's just the way they do it. Yeah.
Leave them no doubt.
That's it.
Yeah, leave them no doubt.
Up 4 touchdowns, they're still throwing. That's what they do.
Go get it.
Yeah. I don't see, they've done it all season. I don't see any reason why they're going to change now.